Welcome back to Eco Talk. And in this segment, we're going to turn to what California is needing to do to curb its emissions. You may say, well, why do we care about California if we live outside the Golden State? Well, as California goes, so goes the rest of the nation, we hope, when it comes to environmental progress and proactive measures. And Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, our Republican governor, announced at the World Environment Day event back in June of 2005, held here in San Francisco, a very ambitious target for reducing Californians' emissions level to reach levels that go back to 1990 by 2010 and 2020. It's kind of confusing, but we're going to straighten all that out with a man who has just completed a study. He was the co-lead author that shows that this is not only doable, but actually economically advantageous. Professor Michael Hanneman is with the College of Natural Resources at UC Berkeley, my alma mater. Thanks for joining us.
I'm delighted to join you.
And first summarize what Governor Schwarzenegger is actually outlining as goals. It gets confusing with all these numbers. In the future, we're going to be what we were back then.
Right. Well, let's start with the later period. 2020, the goal is to reduce emissions, to roll emissions back to the level they were in 1990. And that was the standard adopted in Kyoto. The goal is not to get all the way back to 1990, but to reduce emissions to the level they were in 2000, which would be over half of what it takes to get back to 1990.
Now, President Bush would have us believe that doing anything like signing Kyoto Protocol and combating climate change would hurt the economy, be bad for jobs. You found just the opposite is true. If California is any indication, I suspect it would be.
That's correct. But I want to emphasize that part of the results would apply everywhere in the United States. Part of the results reflects the specific structure of the California economy. Actually, let me start with the results that apply generally. There's some regulations, including reducing greenhouse gas emissions from automobiles and trucks, which the evidence shows will actually save money and put money in the pockets of consumers. Also, another important set is building efficiency standards, which would raise energy efficiency, promote green buildings, particularly in commercial buildings, also the use of solar in residences. Those will save money, and so not only do they reduce greenhouse gas emissions and prevent global warming, but they also make money, create jobs. There are other policies which would benefit California because of the structure of its economy, but that is, would cost some money, but would promote economic change in California, which would expand jobs and local production within California. So they'd create jobs in California, but that wouldn't necessarily be true in all states.
Why are voluntary measures alone not enough?
Because they take us some of the way there, but they're not going to bring about the reduction in greenhouse gas emissions and the change over time away from fossil fuels that we need to avoid extremely serious effects of global warming in the future.
And do you expect other states to follow California's lead, and when? Will this report be enough to spark some action elsewhere, or do you think we have to see if we can, you know, meet the first target coming up in 2010?
Other states are considering this. The New England states, in fact, are considering something like this, but focus particularly on 2010, less on 2020. And the governor also pointed to the need for even greater reductions in the future as the century progresses. No other state is looking at that yet, but we all will have to look at that over time.
And we have to begin to shift our economy away from carbon-based fuels to more technological innovation if we're going to be competitive in the world market.
Two different things. We need to shift away from fossil fuels because the contribution to global warming is just going to increase the rate of change, and it's going to have very harmful consequences around the world, but certainly in California as the century progresses. The other thing is, if we act now, we can be leaders in some of the new so-called clean tech industries, just as we've become leaders in electronics with Silicon Valley.
And is it your hope that this report will begin to initiate a turning point in the impact of environmental economics? I mean, on policy, the impact of, because it's usually the economy versus environment, and this is showing that, no, there's a smart way to address both.
Yes, that's true. I hope that this report will begin to change the debate. And I want to mention there are other studies that have been conducted in the last 6 months by the state, which are being released, which begin to flesh out the costs of global warming to California, particularly California and western states, whose water supply system depends on a fragile balance of having cool enough winters that the rainfall sticks around as snow for later in the year when we need it. The economic consequences of climate change to California can run in the billions of dollars, and that's the subject of some other work that I've just completing.
And I assume you're sending your report to the state capitol, to Governor Schwarzenegger, so they can see what you found out and really endorse what the action he's taken. And how can our listeners find out more about it or actually read the contents?
Two web pages. The state's web page is climatechange.ca.gov. And we have a web page for our center at Berkeley. It's called CalClimate, all one word, calclimate.berkeley.edu.
And you'll find both of those links on our website at www.ecotalk.net. Thanks for joining us, Professor Michael Hanneman, UC Berkeley College of Natural Resources.